With Donald Trump's return to power, tensions between the US and its global rivals, as well as international partners, are on the rise. Iraq, a key geopolitical player, faces renewed challenges, particularly concerning the US stance on Hashd al-Shaabi, an armed force formed in 2014 to combat ISIS under a fatwa by Ayatollah Sistani. The Trump administration is expected to increase pressure on Hashd al-Shaabi, continuing previous efforts to weaken or dissolve the group. Falah al-Fayyad, commander of Hashd al-Shaabi, noted these pressures, emphasizing the group's determination to resist conspiracies. Meanwhile, reports indicate that the US and Israel are pressuring Iraq to dismantle Hashd al-Shaabi or integrate it into the Iraqi army. In a past meeting, the UN envoy even requested Ayatollah Sistani to issue a fatwa dissolving Hashd al-Shaabi, a request he rejected. Additionally, disruptions in the payment system for Hashd al-Shaabi fighters suggest financial pressure on the group. The US has also targeted Hashd al-Shaabi military, bombing its positions during the Gaza war. Prime Minister Mohammad Shia al-Sudani has publicly resisted external pressure, yet sources confirm the US has privately urged him to disband the group. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken allegedly visited Baghdad secretly, warning of severe consequences if Hashd al-Shaabi remain operational, including potential Israeli and American military strikes. The US also threatened to blacklist Shiite politicians like Haider al-Abadi and Nouri al-Maliki. Washington fears that Iraqi resistance factions aligned with Iran could disrupt its regional plans, particularly in Syria. A US diplomat expressed concern that these groups might play a role in shaping Syria's post-war future in Iran's favor. However, Iraqi analysts urged that American fears are rooted not in Syria but in Iraq itself, where the presence of Hashd al-Shaabi hinders US strategic goals. Analysts suggest that the US may continue using ISIS as a leverage to justify its military presence in Iraq and to destabilize the country's borders, especially after Bashar al-Assad's fall in Syria. Several resistance groups, including Kataib Hezbollah, Harikat Hezbollah al-Nujaba, Kataib Sayyid al-Shuhada, and Asaib al-Haq, have been primary targets of US efforts. Smaller groups such as Al-Warithin, Liwa al-Wad al-Sadiq, and the Iraqi Islamic Resistance have also intensified operations against US forces, particularly following the 2020 assassination of Qasem Soleimani and Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, as well as Israel's October 2023 war on Gaza. Despite these challenges, Hashd al-Shaabi remains resilient due to several factors. Professional organization. Once a militia, Hashd al-Shaabi has evolved into a well-structured military force. Religious authority support. Ayatollah Sistani's backing prevents external forces from exploiting religious rulings against the group. Legal legitimacy. The Iraqi parliament officially recognized Hashd al-Shaabi in 2016, and a 2019 executive order placed it under the prime minister's command. Political maturity. The group has played a role in resolving political crises, including coalition building and parliamentary negotiations. Public and minority support. Hashd al-Shaabi has gained backing from Iraq's diverse communities, solidifying its role in national security. Adaptability to political pressure. Despite ongoing efforts to dissolve it, the group maintains a strong legitimacy and public confidence. As tensions escalate, Hashd al-Shaabi's future remains uncertain. However, its deep-rooted position within Iraq's political and security landscape suggests that any attempt to dismantle it will face significant resistance. Whether through military, economic, or political means, U.S. efforts to undermine Hashd al-Shaabi are likely to encounter strong pushback from both Iraqi factions and regional allies.